now we do the Lamed Yomi Beis, Meisve. Here's the Kasha now. We must know there's a Meiradik in Nevuah that's given over in Yecheskel. Perik Mem Dalid is when Yecheskel talks about the Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi. And there's a Nevuah about the Beis HaMikdosh HaShlishi. In that Nevuah, which we learn in the Haftarah of Parshas Emor, Yecheskel also talks about when he comes in and he's witnessing, so to speak, in a Nevuah, the Avodah that's taking place on Yom Kippur. When Yecheskel says that, he says like this, for Hoya, I'm going to read you the Psukim out of it. It's not here in the thing. I'll read you the Psukim. For Hoya bevoyom al sharei achotzer apnimis, big day pishton yilbishu. When they come in to do the Avodah in the Kodesh HaKadosh, for lo yale aleihem tzemer bisheirosom bisharei achotzer apnimis uboisa. Peirei pishtim yiu aroisho michnesei pishton, Yio al mosneim lo yichagru beizo. Uvetzeitzom al achotzer chitzoy lo achotzer chitzoynis olom. Yivshedu es bigdeim asheima mishosim bom. Ve'nichu oisom belishkes ha-koydesh. And this is what our Gemara now begins. Ve'lofshu begodem acherim. Ve'lo yikadshu es ho'om bigdeihem. That's the Lashon of the Pasuk. Zokt Rashi. Like, look at the top Rashi. Zokt Rashi in the Divra Amaschol Meisve. These are talking about the Avoida of the Kohen Gadol B'Yom HaKippurim. Because it says in the Pasuk, for Hoya Bevoya Molshari Achotz Apnimus, Yil Bishu V'loyal Aleim Tzemer. And that's only on Yom Kippur on the Kohen Gadol. Is not Loivish the Me'il Tcheles, that Tzemer Tzavua B'Tcheles, Rashi says. And not the Chosh. When is the only time the Kohen Gadol doesn't have his whole Shmoyne Begadim is only on Yom Kippur. And it says in these Psukim that after the Avoidin the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he goes out, he takes off his Begadim, Umanichem, and he doesn't use them anymore. The Loivish Begadim Acherim. So that means the second time he has to wear a different set of Begadim, like we learned over here. Zokti Gemara, my love, Acherim. What would you think if it means Acherim? Let's see the second Rashi. Chashuvim mehem. Acherim means different. Not only others, the Gemara wants to be medayik from Yecheskel's words that it would mean Acherim. So we would think that it means begodim that are better. Chashuvim mehem. Well, if it's chashuvim mehem, that seems to mean different than our Gemara. Our Gemara learned that the afternoon ones were less chashiv. There were only 12. So the Gemara loy acherim means pchusim mehem. It's very hard to understand. Why did the Gemara think? Right.
What does the Gemara just say?
Ma'ala b'kodesh v'lo moridin. Oh, ma'ala b'kodesh, what you do? Yeah. So pashtus, you just have to say, like we said before, that the avoda rishon is more chashuva because it's mechaperes. Ma'ashein kein the avoda ashniyo, that's not mechaperes. Is not. That's Berashi Divra Amaschu. Loi. So here Rashi reminds us and tells us. Lefisha Avoida Harishoina Chashuva Umechaperes. Vizu Einoi Elo Lifvanoi says Hamokoim Shein Kovet Sheyu Munachim Shom. Lefikoch Shina Hakosov Bibigodim Lifachois. To go down to a lower level. That's how Rashi learned. So therefore, that's what would be that svara. But now let's go back to this pasuk in general. We have to remind ourselves when we say the Avodah on Yom Kippur, when we say the Avodah, the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to the Avodah, he wears big day lavan. He comes out, he puts on big day zav. What does he put on big day zav? To do some of the other Avodahs. Then he changes back again to big day lavan. What is he saying over here? What are we being medayik from Yechezkel? When he came out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he puts on big godim acherim. It's very good what big godim acherim are. They're the big days off. What is the Gemara getting all worked up to be medayik from Yechezkel that the big day lavan of the afternoon are less chashiv or more chashiv than the big day lavan? When he comes out, he doesn't put on big day lavan. He takes out the big lavan, puts on the big days off. This kasha is a miradike kasha. So the Tosis Yishonim asked this kasha. B'divei HaMaschol, my love, acherim chashuvim. V'yim toimar, ha'mayri b'yitziya d'lefnai v'lefnim, v'oysoi v'adai heim chashuvim, shemishana le'big days off. Big days off are very chashuv. Now they have a problem, big days off. That ain't kategen asarega. But if you want to know if they're chashuvim, say zena chashuvim. Yesh loymar empit to tois yishonim, divalofshu begodim acherim mashmalei, shekol ayoim yilbishu begodim acherim. I don't know. Not sure what his teretz is. Kasha, that would be kasha. I don't know, you have to be medayik to words, what they saw in Yechezkel. Okay, I'll just remain with that kasha. Good kasha, Tosi Shoni. Acherim. What's made acherim? So, the Gemara Tonei, Rav Huna, let's go back to Gemara, Rami Lo, Rav Shmuel, Bar Yehuda. Achar Shekolsa, Avoide Sibo. What's Avoidus Tzibur? Avoidus Tzibur is, will have to be Madaik, these words of the Gemara. What does the word mean, Avoidus Tzibur and Avoidus Yochid? So Rashi tells us that the Avoidus Tzibur is what the Kohen does, that's Mechapa for Klal Yisrael. That's the Haktorus Akteres and the Hazoes Adam that he does in the Kodesh HaKodoshim is to be Mechapa Klal Yisrael. Taking out the kafu machdeh is called an avoidus yochid. Now take a look at Rashi, divrei hamaskol avoidus yochid, right on the side. Hoitzoes kafu machdo, eino tzicha tzibur letzibur, elo lefisha mutelis olov lefanois es hamokim. Rashi saying it's not an avoidus yochid. It's not his personal. It's not his personal thing, it's for Klal Yisrael. But since it's not creating kapara, that's why we coin it as Avodas Yochid. So I want to add a little knach to it, a little understanding. If the Kohen Gadol would, let's say, not wear begodim, by the Avodah of the Haktores, Haktores, and the Zrikas, it would be a disaster for the whole Klal Yisrael. Why? Because they wouldn't have the kapara. Because if the Kohen Gadol doesn't wear the begadim, it's not a good avodah. However, if the Kohen Gadol would not wear begadim when he takes out the kafu machta,
still be disastrous. But
who would it be disastrous for? It would be disastrous for himself because he did an avodah. He would be chayiv. But for Klal Yisrael, so they didn't have that avodah. But it wouldn't be my. That's why it's called an avoidus yochid. It has more implication to him than it has to do with others. Oh, now avoshteid. This avoidus tzibur koyin chas soloi imoy kutonois. If his mother wanted to have chas soloi imoy, because we know the source for this gemara really is a Gemara in Masechtas Makis Daf Yud Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara tells us over there, Imoiseim Shul Koyanim Misapkois Lohem to the Roitzchim in the Orei Miklot Michye Uktsus Kedei Shelo Yisbalo Al Bneiem Sheyamusu. So somehow they were always outside preparing even for the Roitzchim and being nice to the Roitzchim, they shouldn't be mispalo. So kusnosoi shel kohen gadol, so therefore maybe they were somehow mixed in with that. So that they brought in, but still loif shava oivid bo avoidas yochid uvilvad sheim serenu litzibo. Now let's say, there's no problem for a Kohen Gadol having his private tailor make the big dekuna gedela. However, they have to be sure that when they make it, they give it over full-heartedly to the lishka, to the kochim. Because the big dekuna gedela has to belong to Klal Yisrael, to the Shotzibah. However, we say to that, they should give over that because Rama Kippurim. But Mashiach came on the, it sounds like, only with that, only by that din, not by Shem Serena Lissimor. Yeah. Okay, we'll have to see the Rashi in a second. So, because you have to be careful when it's given over, it's Yimserenu Litzibor, by at least by the Tzibor Dikadin. We're going to see Tosis in a second. That it's given over not for what he takes out the Kafu Machde, but when he takes out the Big Day Lovon that he does the Avoida, has to be Yimserenu Pshita. Mahu de Tema Nechish Shemalo Yimserenu Yofe Yofe. Kamash Malon, that we're not Choyshish. And he could wear it, b'shas avoida.
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know what this is. First of all, the Gemara is explaining, right? The Gemara is telling us that, let's just see this here. Has to be Yimserenu Litzibor. Yimserenu Litzibor. I don't know if there's a din that Big Day Kuna Gedoyla has to belong to the Hegdish. So therefore, they have to be Yimserenu Hativ Hativ. This Sugis HaGemara, we're going to see twice in a second, is a very hard question. This comes into a Chayshe Mishpatika question. We know there's a klal in Shas, Dvorim Shebelev, Einem Dvorim. It's called, in English, it's called the statue of frauds. That anything that's written is good. Anything that's not written is not good. In Torah rule, anything you said it. That's it. You were thinking in your heart not, it's not. What are we scared? Shaloyim Serena Yofa. In her heart not. She said, I'm giving it to Egdish. Yofa Yofa. She said it in her mind and in her speech. She gave it over. Freik de Mishnah Lemelech and others. Sheesh Markam Laushosh. Because so we'll have to see what is the Pshat. The halacha should be dvarim shebelev einam dvarim. So moira dikasha on the pshat and the gemara. So what would be the pshat? So let's see Tosfos. B'divrei HaMaskil, maybe through Tosfos we can have, and then we'll go back to Rashi's second pshat. Zok Tosfos uvelvad sheyim sereno yofe yofe. Zok Tosfos va'afilu Tosfos kedarkei bekedish. Goes out from a third part and the top lamed hey omed pays right there at Tosfos. Neichu shem aloyim serenu yofe yofe komash malon. Ba'afilu l'rabbonon. the Reb Yesi, who argue on Reb Yesi, Beperik Habayis Va'aliyo, that's the last Perik in Masechtos Bava Metzia, that the Mishnah in Shkolim says, Kabonis Sibur, that you buy from Trumas Halishka, the Svira Lohu, the Rabbanon hold, Shoimre Svichim, that everyone is Mechuyiv to be Mafker their Shvius, so they would send them out for these Svichim, so they would bring it, and they would take it. Neutlin Schoro made Trumas Halishka, and they could take it. Rabbi Yossi Omar, Af Shliach Haroitzelis Nader Bechina Moisa, the Pligi Bemechush, Dilmaloi Mosar Letzibo Yofa, the Rabbonon Savri de Chayshinon, because we're scared he's going to feel forced to do it. So the Shtei Alechem will be Shal Yochin, and that's no good. So over here, he's asking the other way. We find in the guys, yeah, this is Maisi. There are people who went out to be the shluchim to collect, to give it to Hegdish, to use for the Minchas Ha'omer. It was Hefker, so they took it for Hegdish. They have a right to take a certain amount of that Hefker as a schar, as a payment for their services. But some of them would be, we want to be Shene Yidin, we're giving it to the Hegdish. Rabbi Yossi said, very good. They're giving up their pay, it's good. The Chachamim say, we don't like when people give up their pay. Because when he's giving up the pay, they might not be Yimserem Yafa Yafa. So it'll come out, they're feeling pressure, peer pressure, to give up their pay. So it's really theirs. And when we're going to be Makter the Omer, there's going to be some Shal Yachit. So we see that we are Choshit, Shaloi Yimserem Yafa Yafa. So why in our Gemara is it so simple? We say, no, we're not Choshin. She gave it over completely to Hegdish. And therefore it's good. Why aren't we Choshin? And for Toysis, the Hoche, Moidu, the Anan Sadi, the Koyin Godel, Mosa Le Yofe, Shu Godel Betego, the Yodeya She Yish Limtsoi Yofe. Toysis, here, the mother gives it to the Koyin Godel. That okay, that the mother wants to do. Now the question is the Kohen Gadol giving it over good? So the Kohen Gadol is giving it over good because he's already a Choshev Yid. Shu Gadol Batera. The idea she is Limsoil. I have a Gavaldik Kashi. We'll see it in Tosfos after it's Merus. If it's not Limsoram Yafe, so the Kohen is not doing his avodah correctly. If the Kohen is not doing his avodah correctly, he's going to get an avodah. That's why he's Moisei Yafa. Over there, the person, he's not going to be caught on the hook if the Kohen brings him in Chasayimer the not correct way. Over here, he's going to be personally implicated. If he's personally implicated, that should be the din. That is not good. I don't understand why that's not the terrence to the kasha. Va'oi zuktesis. First day says, "Shugalo b'tevi yeshu l'yav." Va'oi kivin shekol kvoi rakuhuna ushaloi. Masa leyofe agav chavivus shuhu oivid bopsh. V'chein leben buchri dam perakam mitzrava kol goin shoyklein chayte. So therefore, avoid. Okay, Tais has to go off from the Shkolin. And that would be. But what would be, I'm still stuck on my question. So let's go back now. That's Tais's pshat. Of the Limserem, Yofi Yofi. So Tais's, Zok Rashi, Uvilvad. Sheyim Serenu Litzibur. Let's do that Rashi. Going back. The Soif Soif may avoid the Sibur. Uvilvad Sheyim Serenu. I know what those words of Rashi. The Soif Soif may avoid us Tzibur. He. Kein Nirubena. Vani Shomati. Now the Rishonim, Avoidis Yochid, Mikra Parsha. We're not talking about the Avoida of taking out the Kafu Machdo. We're talking about the Kriyas HaParsha, because we're going to learn later, Koira B'Itzdalis, Love on Mishaloi. That when later the Kohen Gadol has to do the Kriyas HaTorah, he wears a big day love on. Ve'Koshali B'Gavo, I don't like this Pshat. Deloi Tanan, awesome. Uvil Vachim, so then all it's Sibum. That doesn't have a din, that it has to be Mitzvah Tzibur. And that din is not. But that he would have learned more als Avoidas Yochid. So Parsha Pshat, we learned the Gemara like Rashi. We learned the Gemara like Rashi. Now it's talking about Doitzos Kafu Machde. So since it's talking about Doitzos Kafu Machde, that's all it would be that din. Yeah. I would love to hear a teretz on this. Dvarim shebalei veinam dvarim. It's a gishmak akasha. Dvarim shebalei veinam dvarim. I want to say terutzim, there's a chilek between a matone. Okay. Now the Gemara
maybe
goes.
Maybe this has practical relevance by someone who donates a talus to the tzibor.
Oh.
Right? So the
Nafkamina
would be whether or not
you say a brocha, because our talus to Ulu, you don't say a brocha. Oh, that's good. Maybe it would be.
So the one who's Menader has to have Yofa
Yofa.
Yeah. Right, that would be a good case. Yeah. Mama says it had to be 100%. Agreeable.
Same.
He gives it, and what does that mean?
Yapa
yapa.
He has to give it with a full heart.
Same. If he gives it without yapa yapa, what does it mean? It's not. It's not given.
Yeah, I don't know.
So technically, it's
kodesh. Yeah. Give me one second. I'm coming. Yeah. So let's see the Gemara. I don't know what this Kriyas HaTorah. We'd have to look in Rashi what the Rashi is. Okay. So the Gemara. Now the Gemara is going to go in to a very famous thing. Amru Alav. The Gemara said that she could give more of the money. So the Gemara. We learned the whole Gemara like Rashi, that this is a chiluk between the Avodas Yochid of Yom Kippur and Avodas Yochid of, right? So there's a whole different Sugis HaGemara brought in some Rishonim the Meiri that Avodas Yochid means not on Yom Kippur. Okay. We'll have to, we'll leave for a different time. Omru Alav Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi.
If he gives it without
Yabba, it's not considered. So we say Rabbi Shmuel ben Pav, right, it has to belong to the Kodesh.
Yeah, I'm saying, so it is Kodesh, he would be over if he used it, no?
Right, he would be over, so that's why.
So if it would be over, then it really
is Kodesh. Right. Now, so this Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi was a very interesting person in Mesechtes Psochem Daf Nun Zayin Omer Aleph. He was in the Bais Sheni. And he was a Kohen Kosher, and he was a Kohen Gadol for 10 years. And the Gemara says he was called like Pinchas ben Aharon HaKohen. He came out of Baskoil. Sushom Rashechem, V'yikonis Yishmuel ben Pavi, Talmidoi Shel Pinchas, V'yishamish Bekuna Gedela. It was almost like affirmed in Himmel, right? But he had children who weren't so Choshev. That's so for some reason the Gemara is bringing this Rabbi Yeshua ben Pabi. And va'osu soloi imoi kutonois shel meya mone v'loif sha va'oivid ba avoidas yochid. So Rashi learns this avoidas yochid was doitzos hakafa machte mikoidesh hakadosh. But according to the other, this would fit much better according to the other Rishonim, that Avodas Yochid would mean here regular Avodah, which would be Avodas Yochid. Omru Olav, another mice, a Rebbe Elazar ben Charsoy, who is this Rebbe Elazar ben Charsoy, who was a Kuna Gedol also Bezman Bayis Sheni, we'll see about Shablos Mechazim in it. Sh'osol imar getoinis mishtei ribuyai. Mamash, it's very fancy. V'lo yinichu hu ochiv ha-kehanim l'loivsha mebnei shenire ke'orom. It was such a fine
material.
Right? So, but he looked, you were able to see him through it. So, k'ti gemara, mi mischazi? Could you see the person's skin through begodim? V'amama, chutin kofel shisha. It had to be woven. So woven six times wouldn't have allowed it. Amar Rabbi, v'ashayle, kechamre b'mizgo. If you put wine in a glass jug, you could see through it. So therefore, Zok Rashi. Ki yayin haniro mito mechutz lekli zchuches. V'avu bisha zchuches ova. Kach hoya pishton mutzav v'niro psoroi mitoichai. It was a type of pishton that was, you could see through it. Memeil, it's very interesting.
Red wine is very rich in colors.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's good, you could see it. There's a whole tumul. If you see through glass, is it a block? That means if, let's say, you have a window, is it stop by in horror? Is the whole tumul, a gemara, and aloch and shulchan aruch? Or let's say with wine, you know, they make certain wines bottles, and the old kedem wine bottles used to be green. Remember that? Right? The reason they used to make them green bottles is because people were marked with a goy, you shouldn't even see the wine. So the Gemara, now Agav that we mentioned, Rebbe Elazar ben Charsoy, the Gemara is going to go on a Siput Vorov till we come back to Rebbe Elazar ben Charsoy. So the Gemara, Oni ve'oshir ve'osha moim ledin. We know when a person comes up, Lacha Yomov, Lifnei Bezin Shol Mailo, you're going to be asked a question. Tchilas dinei shel adam is al divrei teira. So, Meila, we're going to ask him, You can't have excuses. Lo'oni, and he's going to say, I couldn't learn because I'm poor. Oimrim lo'i. Mipnei ma'lo yosakta b'teiro. Im oimer oni o'yisi v'tor b'mzoin o'yisai. Oimrim lo'i klum oni o'yisi yosem me'hilel. You weren't poorer than Hillel. So Rashi. Lo'oni oimrim k'loimrim bo bezin shel ma'lo. Bezdin Shalemailo, Lechayev Aniyim Adeh Hil Vashim Adeh Rav Islev Tudeh Ayetz Adeh Yisim Yishisim Peh Lebaldin Lechayevam. So the Gemara, what was Hillel Omro Laval Hillel Azokei? Right? Hillel and Shammai. Shebechol Yoyim V'yoyim Hoyoyis. He used to work. They say it was a Choyt of Eitzi. He would make a certain coinage, which was a traffic. And Chetziah would give his wife, Lepanus Osoi, Ulepanus Hashi Besoi. Yeah, this is like in the times of Rabbi Gamliel. When you had to pay to go into the Bais HaMedrash. But, Pam Achas, Leimotzo Lizdaken. So before we go weiter, it's famous in the Igeres HaTshuva of the Baal HaTanya. He asks a question. You don't give away more than a chaymish min achosov to do a mitzvah. Here he earned the trepik, and he gave away 50% of the trepik to who? To learn Teda. You don't give away that. You only give away Chaimish Menachosa. Boss. So the Baal Tanya says, Kihi Chayecho Ve'erech Yomecho. He was not giving away the money for the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is Chaimish. He was giving it away for life. Life? I want to ask you, how much do you spend to support your wife and family? A chaymish? Way more than a chaymish. 110%. You don't want to know how to do it. Chaymish minachosov. Because that's life. Only on mitzvahs you don't give away a chaymish. More than a chaymish. Oeski chayecha. He says the same thing on tzedakah. If you give tzedakah for kaporas hanefesh, the Baal HaTanya holds, you're allowed to give away more than a chaymish. Proves it from this Gemara. So what happened? The famous Gemara, Lo Yenir Hashem is Melech Ligonis. All of it, neat living Yoshev al Pi Aruba. He lay down on top of the sunlight. Kedei sheyishma divrei Elohim chayim. This is maybe merumas to the Baal HaTanya's pshat. Mipi shmayev aftal yinu was saying the shir. Amru oise hayoim erev Shabbos hoyo. Utkufas tevis hoyso. It was the winter. So it gets cold, and also it gets early Shabbos. The yard alof shelek min hashomayim, and he stayed there. He didn't care about it. So the Gemara, k'shol amar hashachar omar lo yishmayim avtalyin. So when was it? Erev Shabbos hoyo. K'shol amar hashachar omar lo yishmayim avtalyin. B'chol yoyim ha'bayis meyir, v'ayoyim ofel, shem yeyim ha'mu'unonu. I'm not sure. What min oysa yoyim erev Shabbos hoyo? And that didn't bother them. I don't know what it was. It was on Shabbos. Shema yoyim ha'mu'unonu. Hetzitzu b'ineyem v'ro'ut musodem ba'aruve shalev rom shalosh ha'amu shalosh ha'agayu v'siku v'yishivu k'neged ha'madura amru ru'i ze le'ilu l'chala l'love za Shabbos. So the Welt fragt Akashi. It's already in Rishani. Yeah. What do you mean ru'i l'love l'chala za Shabbos? Pikuach nefesh is deiche for every yid. I don't know, it's not clear. Yeah, we need a good teretz. I don't know, they bring here on the bottom something radical. That from somebody that says, Hoyefshul loymar shehilol posha ben chiyuv la'atziloi. Because we learn, shodim tzorch lishmas atzmoi. Ma shehilol nivga ma'akor zupshia. Vein oimrim lo'odom chatei b'kidei shiyizke chavercha. So if he was posha, it's hard to believe that. Okay, that's off the chart. So let's see what they say here. Yeah, doesn't have. Anyway, let's look here in the back. Hold on. Someone says a different one. What do you mean they were mechal for him? Mechal for anybody? That's the shame of the Mason
language. Does he bring down?
Let's see. Ma'achidish was Eli, because Navish Doyle called him. Ben Yehuda Shabam is Lehutz will call us a Shabbos of the Tayyar. Well, it's a Fasa. Okay. I don't know, that's a good kash. Zog di gemore. That was Hillel, was Machayev do Aniyim. Osher, oimer, mipnei malo, esak de betero. Imaim osher, yisi, so, tore, yisi, benachosai. Oimer, loy, klum, osher, yisi, yisi, mebeleza, mechauso. That can't be. Zog di gemore. Omro, alov, where do we see his richness? Arablaz, mechauso, nirle, ove, velef, ayores, bea, boshek, negnel, sinz, bayom. Because they never saw him, they never knew who he was. Yeah. So the Gemara Rosha. I'm going to live in the house. I'm like, no, you see the Torah, and he be Yitzri. I'm like, no, you see me, Yitzri. I'm like, yeah, me, I'm like, 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 very important. We'll have to see that. Nimtza Hillel Mechayves Haniyim. Rebbe Elazar ben Chalzer mechayiv ezo ashirim. Yisif mechayiv ezo ashirim. Ezo arishoyim. Okay, we'll see tomorrow. We'll go through this tomorrow.